Hello and welcome to this podcast designed to follow up and provide a bit of, I don't know, comment and feedback on the presentations that students gave in the week two seminars. Thank you so much to everyone who did, to everyone who came along. If you didn't, then you missed out. And, you don't need me to tell you that it's turning up to lectures and seminars that gives you a chance to really get to grips with a module. Over time, we will get to know more and more about what the different topics have to offer us, how they can fit together, and so on. And so those who have put together their presentations, I'm very grateful, but also I hope that you see the benefit that will accrue. This gives us a chance over time to look back at the examples that were used and so on. So what I'm planning to do here, this will be a bit of a ramble, but there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 presentations in total, and they went from Lake of Stars in Malawi through to the Rio Carnival, Glasgow, South by Southwest, Tomorrowland, and so on. What I liked was that so many of the presentations were presented with a real passion. People were clearly very interested in the festivals and events that they were talking about. Often they had attended those events and festivals, and it was a chance, I hope, for them to say, you know, this is why I like it. And also perhaps it seemed an opportunity for people to think, well, why do I like what's going in here? Why have I got an interest in this? I thought it was great that so many of the presentations considered the sort of city type that their festival was located within. So we had creative cities and intercultural cities. There was an entrepreneurial city and so on. Glasgow was located very explicitly as a postmodern city. But what I particularly, well, one of the things I particularly liked about that presentation, for example, was that not only were they talking about a postmodern economy, one which takes on board a variety of different types of industry, creative industries and so on, but also they saw postmodernism as a way of encouraging an acceptance of different types of person, really, people with different backgrounds and beliefs and practices and identities. So it was that sense of, okay, well, look, the old way of doing things doesn't apply it as much anymore, so we're going to do things differently, and that means we're going to think differently. We're going to have festivals and events that represent that. We heard about the Lake of Stars Festival, a festival that has been, it seems to me, created as part of a gap year project. However, it is there in Malawi, and it's is doing a lot of the, it seemed to be explicitly doing a lot of the things that we think events and festivals can do. Raising profile, gathering people together, supporting communities as communities per se, but also local projects and so on. Volunteers getting involved, and also a sense that the a sense that the festival is helping to reflect the nature, the culture, the perhaps, I don't know, the personality of the country itself. The person giving that presentation talked about the relaxed nature of the country, but also, you know, the fact that the festival was encouraging this way of thinking. So it was an opportunity to for those involved to come together for a shared purpose and also to get something out of it at the end of the day. We also heard about Clock and Flap in Hong Kong, great name, a festival that's had about 10 years of his heritage and history so far, has moved from place to place, and is now seemingly a pretty heavily, in some ways, commercialized festival down there at Hong Kong Harbour. Open air, open to the public, selling tickets these days, but had in the past been free, but also encouraging a wide range of workshops and production experiences so that people can have a go at making music and so on. Multiple different stages and so on. So it seemed to be that this festival was something that was being delivered for and appealing to Hong Kongers, and that this was a distinct change or could be seen in comparison to those festivals and events in Hong Kong, which are more for a mainland China audience, where they're encouraging people to come across the border into Hong Kong. So there was a real kind of sense of, well, where does this festival fit within Hong Kong culture and economy, etc. We heard quite a lot about the Rio Carnival and the relationship it has with public funding as well. The sense from the people presenting it that there was perhaps there a sense that it was primarily for a local audience and kind of questions about the extent to which visitors would be able to fully engage with and indulge in the spectacle of the Rio Carnival if ultimately it wasn't necessarily being designed or run for them. A growth also of ticketed contributions and commercialization. There seem to be a lot of different factors going on here, particularly also in the recent context of Brazilian events like the World Cup and the Olympics, and the question marks that have been hanging over a lot of that, people protesting against it, the ways in which the Brazilian economy, can it afford to run this kind of an event? Various politicians getting impeached and so on. We heard also about Zigit, Burning Man, Tomorrowland as being kind of what you might call music festivals on the one hand, but also clearly much more than that. There was a real sense of Tomorrowland, for example, developing a very clear strategy of expansion and development and taking on board different ways of being able to run their own bespoke accommodation, which allows them to maintain the heavy theming that goes with Tomorrowland. Also, of course, there's this passage from one year to the next of telling a story that goes on and on and on. There was a clear sense of strategy in terms of their use of social media and so on. Burning Man also a real sense that the heritage of the festival has led to its current personality, its current characteristics. So even though it has grown and is now considerably more strategic than it was on its foundation, it is still trying to hold on to some of those core principles, those 10 principles that they've had written down since 2004. And Zigit, that was presented as being, a place away from the norm. You have to cross onto an island to join and engage with this mini city, this mini country that exists for a week every year. The extent to which these festivals, South by Southwest, owing a lot to its local community and also reflecting back the kind of Austin, Texas feeling, I thought it was great. Now, in terms of linking some of this to the broader themes of our module, I would say that these presentations said a lot about placemaking, place and space. We had a lot about communities and therefore things like social capital. There was a sense of the freedoms that people have to run the kind of events they want to run, which was where things like civil society could be said to come into it. There was plenty of comparative analysis as people thought, well, look, this festival is a bit like that festival, and this is where we can learn from one and inform the other. Technology and the media came into it. So it is my hope that as we go through the kind of middle weeks of this module, with plenty of time at our disposal before you have to get your coursework in, we'll be able to reflect on some relevant theory that can feed into all of these sections. That means that the coursework can draw from, at least two different types of theory, if you want to put it in this way. The one which says, here is some justification for thinking strategically. We've got some strategy texts which, could apply, some models and so on. But also when it comes to thinking about the social context or the physical, environmental, spatial context of your event, what is it that's going on here? What sort of factors are being brought together in order to deliver the experiences that these festivals and events are trying to achieve. So overall, that was great. Thank you very much for your presentations. My plan is, my hope is, that we can keep referring back to these over the weeks. Much obliged. Speak to you soon.